This is Friday, the 27th day in the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 9:42-50. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them do not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other. This is not an easy, comfy passage. It's a bit confusing and odd. It is one that seems abrasive. As rarely as we might think or talk about sin, Jesus is saying it has consequences, real consequences. It fractures the soul, it hurts others, it pulls us away from the blessed life we were created to live. This is all the experience of hell, albeit here on this earth. We must consider ways to avoid the patterns of sin in our life. Spend time considering the sin in your life. What allows it to take place? What are the decisions you could make to shut the door to that pattern of sin in your life? Consider this now. Listen again to God's word. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone was hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with 2 hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them do not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other. Salt had a unique role in the Middle East. Not only did it make things taste better, but it also acted as a preservative. It fought off the power of decay. After giving you warnings about the power of sin, here Jesus is saying to have salt among you. Let your life be filled with the aroma and the taste of the gospel. Bring about the God flavors in this world and fight the power of sin and death. To do this, we must learn to confess our sins. By doing this, we are plucking it out and cutting it off from our life. So now, ask for power and courage and wisdom to truly confess and repent from your sin.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.